When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dave Wunstead hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Time to talk some football with Coach Wunstead. And Dave, Bears win a game. It wasn't their greatest performance, but they played kind of a field position game. The punter looked like a guy who was a fourth-round draft pick.
Wow.
Punted great, flipped the field, and they got it done.
Fourth-round draft pick, Molly. If we drafted him, in all honesty, if we would, this is bizarre, but if we drafted that kid in the first round, would anybody be disappointed? Hell no. Are you kidding me?
I mean, that was
three punts inside the 22 of them over 60?
He helped them win a game.
He helped them.
You know, absolutely. He was averaging 60 yards a punt, which would have been the best in Bears history. And then he puts a punt down at the 8.5-yard line when you need it most, 35-yard punt. And that reduces his numbers, but it won the game.
Right. Guys, incredible. I mean, I hope he got a game ball for this one. I'm serious because, you know, they call the special teams the – you know, the hidden yardage, because no one talks about that. But, you know, so I'm glad that you guys are. But, no, you talk about a great pick by Ryan Poles. Absolutely.
Shane Waldron was better, Dave. He had to be. What would you have done, did this ever happen to you, where you had players approach you and say, coach us harder? And then had they done that, what would you think of those players going public with that request?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I mean, now – every week, though, and I'll be honest with you, the two guys when we were at Dallas, we had Jack Del Rio and Ray Horton was my safety as an example. And Jack, this is when I was the defensive coordinator. And I'm talking in the shoes of Waldron right now. Jack was my middle linebacker. And I would give them the game plan and I would say, take this home. That was like Wednesday before. Once I put the game plan in and we practiced it, I said, take this home. And those two guys and myself would sit down Thursday morning. And they, it's funny that they both ended up being coaches, but we would sit down and I would go through the game plan after we, with those guys, and after we practiced it. And I remember Ray Horton said, coach, I don't have a lot of confidence in, and I won't name the players, if we checked to that coverage, you just know that we're at a disadvantage there. And Jack might say, coach, you know, yeah, it's good. You know, can we move the lineman on that there? I can get to the perimeter quicker if we can get the lineman, whatever it might be. Little things like
that. That's good communication.
And they were our captains. And
that's great communication.
You know, so I did that every week with those guys. So there was never, we were never going into the game, and players and coaches were not 100% on the same thing. And there were some, and there were a lot of cases where Ray might say, oh, coach, I just soon stay in zone, man. I don't know about the man. I say, hey, we got to go man because we got to force this thing a little bit. Okay. You know what I mean? That was the end of it.
They ran the ball. Okay. They finally ran the football. And the quarterback, I know they're worried about taking away his aggressiveness and all that, but the quarterback made good decisions. You yes. didn't come out of that game feeling like, oh, no, what a terrible turnover that was.
The best thing that Caleb said, and I listened to his press conference close, is that he said, you know, I really was concerned about the football, just what you're saying, Molly. You know, I mean, it was. He completed 74% of his passes, no touch, no interceptions. And he says, I knew what a good defense we had. And this is really, think about what this kid's saying. I knew how good our defense was matching up here. And I knew what we had on special teams with our punter. Mm. He actually said that in his press conference.
The guy he didn't think he'd need.
Right. And right now he's in a huddle with him. But when he said that, I said, you know, because that's what the great ones do. The great ones, as the game's going on, they get a sense of, do I got to take some chances here throwing the ball, or for us to score points and win? Or is this game in good hands with the rest of our team running the ball in defense? And he made that comment. I thought that was very mature for a rookie to, you know, observe that, unless somebody told him that, but I don't think so.
So now they need more maturity. Now, Dave, they have to make sure that they don't take that one victory and get ahead of themselves, because the next two games on the schedule are winnable, and they look ahead. How do they do that? How challenging is that for a coaching staff to make sure that you don't look ahead too far and you learn how to handle success?
You know, this game could have, in all honesty, you know, it could have turned either way. Okay, let's be real about this. Great win for the Bears. So my reason I say that is, when you go into the meetings with the players, you know, our defense, and I made this comment, Flus and Eric Washington, the coordinator, did a great job of dialing up the pressures when we had to stop them. Okay, you know, when we get Brisker coming off for the big sack on third down, you know, they turn Sweat loose one time on a blitz and he deflects a pass. The point that I'm making is, other than those pressures like that, I thought our defense was kind of a bend but don't break. Yeah. You know, and their offense really wasn't very good. You know, I mean, Stafford completed a lot of passes and they were running the ball. I was a little bit nervous about our defense. When they had to turn it up at the end in situations, they did. I thought they played great situation defense. You know, but that did concern me a little bit. I thought that they would maybe smother these guys with having two or three offensive linemen out. So going back to your original question, David, it's easy when you put that tape on and you're being blocked and they're completing passes like they were, to put the tape on and say, hey, guys, this ain't going to get it. You know, we're going to be playing a lot better people than the Rams, okay? They were at the bottom of the barrel as far as statistics. And so we got to tighten this up. So they'll respond good. They will respond good. They got a little taste of victory. We're at home again. Boy, the crowd really got into it at the end. It was positive all the way around.
So in a single-gap defense like the Bears run, at 4-3, it is susceptible to the running game, and the Rams took advantage of that. Also, I think that you look at the way that Matthew Stafford attacked the middle of their defense with completions down. They didn't. That's also another vulnerable area. Are those? I mean, not that you don't want to ignore. You can't ignore that. But you say bend don't break. There were a lot of good defenses here in Chicago under Lovie Smith that were bend don't break. Takeaways and pass pressure, yep, and sacks.
Yep.
Can they get away with, I guess, moving forward, knowing what their weaknesses are, and they may be middle of the pack against the run. Can you be middle of the pack against the run and do the other things well enough,
yes,
to be an elite defense?
Yes, you can. And the defensive scheme that I ran my entire career is just like the Bears. And we were a single gap up the field. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing, though, is you got to admit, we are seeing more production on negative plays, and whether it's run and pass, with the Dexters of the world. You know, yeah, they're making more plays. There's kind of a trade-off. You know, if you want them all standing at the line of scrimmage and building the wall, we'll stop the run, but we got no chance on anything else. So the philosophy is, and I'm all in, that you're going to give up a little bit of runs here and there. You know, I guess at the end of the day, the runs wouldn't have bothered me as much if you got to keep them to a minimum, though. You know, our secondary seemed like they were a little bit soft in coverage, not their ability to play. But, you know, I mean, even though if you're playing zone, you can match up a little bit tighter on those zones, you know? I mean, that bothered me a little bit because Stafford was getting the ball out so quick. And I do see our pass rush pressure is better. Pressure is better. The sacks may not be stacking up right now. They'll come. Pressure is better than a year ago. Negative plays versus the run with our defensive line is better, but we're going to give up a little bit of yards. And you know, the other thing too is you got to play great red zone defense. If you're going to play that style of defense, which I did, you got to be really good in the red zone, and the Bears were outstanding in the red zone. They held them to what, one touchdown or something?
They did. It was disappointing from my perspective to see them commit 10 penalties.
Yeah.
Five of them were pre-snap penalties.
Yeah, wow.
That's shameful. And you know, we kind of talked about it, and I got criticized for saying so, but that to me is coaching. That is setting a standard and holding people accountable for it. You cannot let somebody jump offside twice without pulling them out of the game and telling them, hey, you know, that's not on. That is not on.
Yeah, I'd love to hear Cole because he's as smart, you know.
Yeah,
What were you thinking? I mean,
when it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Those penalties will. There's no such thing as a small penalty. I mean, Don Shula used to say that. You know, he would go as berserk with a five-yard jumping off sides as he would a 15-yard personal foul. And his thinking was no penalties. You know, we can't accept any of it. So, yeah, the Bears you know, they got to clean that up because that could cost them a game.
How surprised are you that we're four games into the season and still waiting for Caleb Williams to be a downfield passing threat? He is not connecting on those passes. It seems to be a little bit off, whether it's protection or accuracy or a combination of both. It doesn't seem to be a team that threatens anybody vertically.
Yeah, and we're not going to be able to do that out of the shotgun dropping back. We've got to throw the ball. And you know my philosophy. You guys have been hearing this for 6 years. Two deep passes a half. That was always my deal. Throw it deep. If it's incomplete, you might get a pass interference and you're going to complete some. And so we need to do that. And you know, we've run it enough. I mean, I don't think no one out there is worried about the Bears running game right now. Trust me. We had that one run with DeAndre Swift. You know, God bless him. I mean, you know, it was very nice. I loved it. But, you know, they haven't proven to me that we can run the ball consistently yet. Mm. But you don't have to. Still line up in the eye and do a play-action fake or the one-back play-action fake and throw the ball deep. You can do that, guys. You can do that.
What is the problem that they're having with consistently running the football?
I'm telling you now, and I'm a broken record, DeAndre Swift is not your best inside runner. Okay. The runs that he gets for two, I believe with all my heart that Roshan or Herbert would be getting four, okay? I just believe that. Now, as far as catching screens and running tosses and and the passing schemes and the blitz schemes, he is A+. He's the guy. And mix him in there for some when you're offset. And you know, but when you want to line up and bloody somebody's nose, it's those two guys. They're your pound guys inside to break tackles. And, you know, I don't know. That's just, I mean, that's a personal opinion.
Yeah.
And like I say, I love, you know, DeAndre Swift is an outstanding player and young man, you know, but you got to use this far into the season. We should know what our guys do best and let's take advantage of that, you know?
Do you like offensive linemen in the backfield as a rule? The Bears did it with Doug Kramer and it worked. I know some coaches bristle at that.
I did it with Jim Flanagan.
You'll remember. Yeah, of course.
We used Jim Flanagan, who was a defensive tackle, yeah, out of Notre Dame, Dustin. I know you knew that. And he was a starting defensive tackle, and he was our fullback on the goal line because I forget who, Ramon Harris or somebody was hurt at the time. So he blocked. Now, you got to be a good enough athlete.
Yes.
And Flanagan was. You know, I don't know if an offensive lineman's a good enough athlete, because you've got to be able to make your block when you're running full speed, and you got a linebacker that's going to be a better athlete. So you got to keep your feet and make a block. It's not as easy as it looks good in a clinic when you're drawing it up, okay? But when you actually go out and do it, it's a mess. Okay?
Everything looks good at a clinic.
Everything, David, looks good at a clinic.
It's interesting because Blassingame was able to play, but they kept him on the inactive list. You thought he was back and ready to play, and then you thought, oh, they're not going to use a fullback at all. Oh, wait a minute, they got an offensive line. It was kind of a fun way of using a guy that you didn't know they were going to use. So they actually, whereas last week, I think they had two reserve offensive linemen that didn't play. Everyone other than the quarterback played in that game. And that's good use of your game day.
Yeah, it worked great. The guy did a great job, Garrett. I mean, but yeah, we actually threw I mean, we loved that. I mean, we were always eye formation, the fullback blocking power sweeps. And then we also threw the fullback in the flat. You know, that was, you know, the old Darryl Johnson Dallas Cowboy play. We ran at the death with Ramon Harris, and we actually threw Flanagan a couple passes. Remember that?
Yeah,
into the flat.
Yeah.
So, we
it's, you know what I remember, Dave, is Dave Craig was the quarterback at one point, and he missed a pass to Flanagan. Flanagan may have dropped the ball or whatever. And I was talking to Dave Craig about it just in the parking lot, just kind of chatting with him. And he was like, hey, we're two guys from Wisconsin. I told, like, it was so classy. It was so funny. Him and Jim, that was great stuff.
Dave, the Panthers have one victory. They're 1-3. And in those three losses, though, their average margin of victory or loss or defeat is 23 points. They could get blown out. They could come in here and Andy Dalton could throw the ball around. What do you expect from the Panthers, and how much should the Bears fear them, if they will?
Oh, God. I mean, it's amazing that the Panthers won a game, in my opinion. You know, this is one that the Bears should feel good about. I don't know. What is the spread on this? I didn't even
three
look.
In the hook. 3.5.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, that's kind of amazing to me. I think the Bears got a little bit of confidence now. They'll take a step forward. You know, I don't see. I mean, is Andy Dalton? I mean, God bless him. He's been around the league, so you know he's a good player. But I could not name five guys on their team.
And their leading tackler just got a season-ending injury in the last game.
Is that right? Yeah,
I didn't even.
And
linebacker.
I couldn't tell you who that was. You know,
I could look it up for you. Yeah. If you
leading rushers, Chubba Hubbard.
Oh, yeah.
You like a Chubba Hubbard?
I like Chubba Hubbard. You know how I know Chubba Hubbard? Not because of the Panthers, but because he played at Oklahoma State. and you know, I follow Oklahoma
State. And you keep
State.
Track of everywhere you coach.
Everywhere
it's
I coach.
It's a lot of teams to keep track of, Dave.
Yeah, so no, I think the Bears match up very good this week, to answer your question. Offense, defense, and special teams. It comes down to emotionally being ready to go, and they're at home, so that should be a factor. No, I mean, this is a good team that we need to go out and make some strides and win this football game and then get ready to, then we go to London, right?
Yeah, that's right. Jolly old London. I was thinking of you, Dave, because yesterday, Jalen Johnson was talking, and he said that the great thing about the team is how they're all competing to be the closer. That they came out on the field for that last series, and everyone was saying, I'm going to make the big pick. No, I'm going to make the big pick. I'm going to make the strip sack.
Yep.
That's great to hear. And that's, you know, we've talked about it. You got to have closers. You got to have a way of winning the game.
Absolutely. That's, yeah, that's Jalen being very confident, what you want. You know, that, because that, he's one of the leaders, one of the captains, and that, that trickles down through everybody, that type of attitude. And, that's fantastic, because you have to, yeah, you got to be have closers on offense and defense, because you're going to be in games like that. So it's it was a great win. Get ready for this one and go, you know.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.